he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again. Lane handled to Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nice move down by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin do the work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball locked in the Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the play to Vanessa Winner. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winner's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12 footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it. Get the buzzer. Wow. What a shot. Evan Burning lofted. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where tonight the Fort Laramie Red in a division red hot, now with a mark of 21-5 on the year versus Lima Perry, which sports a mark of 22-3. Fort Laramie 8-4 in the top Shelby County League. Meanwhile, Lima Perry blitzed right through the Northwest Central Conference with an unbeaten mark of 7-0. Fort Laramie Redskins, Chuck, enter this ballgame playing extremely well, having knocked off Rushi 59-50 in the sectional championship and Lachlan 68-42 in a district final last Friday. Redskins simply couldn't play much better in those last two games, could they?
No, and I'll tell you, the nice part for them is they have had two tremendous starts to their last two games.
Mm-hmm.
The Lachlan game was over at the end of the first quarter, and they put a hurt on Rushi to start the game, too. They're playing their best basketball at the perfect time of the season. It's going to be a contrast tonight because as much as Laramie likes to run, they're going to have to be careful not getting into a track meet here with Lima Perry tonight.
I want to give a lot of credit to Fort Laramie head coach Corey Britton. He's really whipped this team into shape. They played it in like three segments. Very good beginning to the campaign, 8-0. Then the offense suffered a power outage, I thought, through the middle third of the season. And over the last third of the year, Corey has really developed the bench. And that's fueled this team and has made it even better. Very good defense off the bench, very good offense as well.
Well, that's the key. I mean, I got check marks next to the ones that are going to be key tonight off the bench. And that's Nick Brandewey, he's a 6'1 freshman, Eli Rosengarten, a 5'10 sophomore, and Nate Ratterman, a 6'1 sophomore who played mostly JV for three quarters of the season and started getting more and more varsity time. Those three young men, along with the starters, make a real nice eight-person nucleus for this basketball team.
We got to see head coach Matt Tabler's Lima Perry Commodores last year. In fact, we webcasted the victory over St. Henry in the district up at Wapakoneta. This season, Lima Perry victorious in the district, beating Minster in the semis, Fort Recovery in the finals. I tell you what, Chuck, when you knock off two quality MAC programs in the district semi and the district final, you've got to be an extremely fine club yourself. I don't care whether you play in the weak Northwest Central Conference or not.
Exactly. I mean, besides, take for sales out of the mix, Fort Recovery and Minster were playing the best basketball of anybody in the MAC at the end of the season for the boys, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And we like Lima Perry. They are a lot of fun to watch.
And speaking of the MAC, Marion Local is still in a regional semifinal in Division III. Delta St. John's is in another region in a regional semifinal in Boys Division IV. Did I say Marion Local was in a regional final? I meant to say a regional semifinal. But the point is, Marion Local and Delta St. John's are still in Division III and Division IV. to the MAC. Very, very potent this year, including clubs like St. Henry and Fort Recovery and Minster, the last two of which Lima Perry defeated to get here in this regional semifinal.
Well, I think they probably get so sick of hearing about MAC football that they wanted basketball to be on the same par.
As many of our listeners already know, very tragic and unusual circumstances surround this game here tonight. The Lima Perry Commodores and its school district experienced the sudden loss last night of its assistant basketball coach and head football coach, Herb Lane. He passed away in a traffic accident in Lima last evening. From scoresbroadcast.com, the City Daily News, the Shelby County League, the Northwest Central Conference, and the Midwest Athletic Conference, we all extend our condolences to Lima Perry Schools and the loved ones of Herb Lane. I got to know him. He was a fan of the media. He enjoyed interviewing with media people, and he talked about his family, students, athletes when I was with him. Very dedicated man. We're all very disappointed and saddened by his loss at Lima Perry.
Well, it puts everything into perspective for sure. And I'm tearing up talking about.
Yeah. The bottom line, Chuck, is there is a lot more to life than a game.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yep. Yep. Lima Perry Commodore shooting around down to her left. Fort Laramie Redskins shooting around down to her right. Very, very good crowd filing in here. People still jammed in the parking lot, and they are 40, 50 deep trying to buy tickets to enter Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
Worst parking in any facility you go to. Beautiful arena, but the parking here is awful.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. You'll find coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, promoting healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 and check out the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCountyVSO. That's Shelby, C-O-V-S-O. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. On with us for a year now here on scoresbroadcast.com. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items through Adams Tech Solutions, like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. In Fort Laramie, thank you, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Place your confidence in Mike Goldhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's right away. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned and builds a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, have been getting better and better down on the inside. The interior offense has been splendid, i.e. Tyler and Austin Siegel. They have been terrific here in the late season and the tournament.
No doubt about it. I mean, Evan Burning getting into the lane, finding whichever Siegel he chooses to shoot the basketball inside, and then Dylan Braun on the outside. Those four young men have been dominating games here in the tournament.
This Lima Perry team features outstanding speed, and it's a club led by Orion Monford, 16 points a game, Jacoby Lane Harvey, 16 points a game, and 6'4 postman senior Kobe Glover, 16 points a game. We've got starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Trent Arena Kettering. Fort Loramie Redskins versus Lima Perry, the first of two regional semifinals here tonight. The second game features Cincinnati Christian against Tri-Village, a contest we will not be covering here on scoresbroadcast.com. Should Fort Loramie win and advance to the regional championship, we'll have coverage of that game for you on Friday evening at 6:45 p.m. from right here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Fort Loramie has whipped up in the tournament on Triad by a score of 51-39, although that game was much closer than the final score. Triad was in it until about 6 minutes to go. Riverside 69-40, an easy first game tournament victory for Fort Loramie. And then perhaps Fort Loramie's two top games of the year, a 59-50 triumph over Rushi in the Pickwell lower bracket sectional championship, and a rout of Lackland 68-42 in the district final at UD last Friday. Chuck, not your typical Lackland team. I don't know if that game really gave Fort Loramie the kind of preparation for this game the Redskins might really have liked.
Well, I think the kids probably had a lot of fun. I think the coaches realized that that was not exactly what they needed to see in a district final, but right. Hey, they need to come out and just keep playing like they have been. They should have tons of confidence in themselves right now.
Very experienced Lima Perry team featuring Plummy Gardner, the football quarterback at guard, 5'10", a senior, He shoots the three very well. Orion Monkford, 16 points a game, 6 foot senior guard. Jacoby Lane Harvey, also on the perimeter, 16 points a game, 5'10" a senior. Kobe Glover is a force on the inside, no doubt. 6'4" a senior, plays like he's bigger than that. And Fort Loramie will have its hands full with him. The other starter, Lamonte Nichols, 6'2", senior wing player. Opening tap to start the game. Between Glover and Tyler Siegel goes to Fort Loramie. It's Austin, head of the key. Austin Siegel to Cody Gasson. Loops it cross court to Dylan Braun. Shot fake, drives, pulls up. Feeds it back out to Vernon. Whips it down inside to Austin Siegel, who's wide open. He's wide open. He lays it in. Good pass by Vernon. Quickly, Lima Perry, forecourt to her left. Here's a baseline drive to Lamonte Nichols, left and way short. No good. Good defense at the rim by Tyler Siegel. Hasty effort at the basket by Lima Perry. In vain, Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Up 2-0. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Very scrappy, feisty man-to-man being employed by Lima Perry. Gasson on the arc, penetrates top of the circle. Turnovers will be a factor. Chuck Fort, Fort Recovery committed 30, 20 in the second half in losing to Lima Perry in the district title game. And Fort Recovery had Lima Perry beaten by 6 at the end of 3, lost by 9.
I know. That's a tough fourth quarter. And watching them out here right now, yeah, they're getting after them strong. You're going to have to be strong with the basketball tonight if you're a Redskin.
Fort Recovery just had the ball, or I should say Fort Loramie just had the ball clawed loose at the top of the circle by Lima Perry. The ball rolled all the way to the other end of the floor off the Commodore's last. So Fort Loramie retains possession, leading 2-0, a minute gone. Burning on the left wing, goes to the elbow, has a little crease down the lane, all the way to the rack, and he loops it up and in. It danced around the rim and dropped through.
Good ball fake. Throws the defender for just a second.
Well done by Evan Burning. Here's a drive to the basket. In the lane goes Plummer. Plummer for Lima Perry. Short of the rim. Hands off to Jacoby Lane Harvey, who plops in a 7-footer. Good penetration by Lima Perry. Good drive to the basket by each team. Here's a long pass down the floor by Fort Loramie to Austin Siegel. They beat pressure. Now to Gasson on the arc. Straight away, Evan Burning. 6:12 to go first quarter, 4-2 Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun nearly walked 25 feet away. Being checked very closely by Monford. Now outside the arc in the left wing, it's Burning. He fights through two defenders. Maybe a foul. No call. Loose ball. Picked off by Lima Perry. Quickly down the floor, Glover. Driving layup, Monford got it. We're tied at 4. Boy, the officials so far, Chuck, letting them play. A lot of contact, no whistles. Austin Siegel, forecourt left. Fort Loramie scored 4. Lima Perry has answered. Left wing Gasson. Fakes left, goes right. Ball high overhead. He's being harassed 30 feet away by Lamonte Nichols. Now the ball is finally thrown to Burning. Burning goes 30 feet cross-court to Dylan Braun. Baseline drive, running one-hander way hard. Rebound down inside, Tyler Siegel. Short, good position by Lima Perry, which comes out of there with it. Near steal in backcourt by Burning. Lima Perry still got it. Here comes Lane Harvey, left corner, Plummer for a three ball. You can count it. Plumbing Gardner drills a 3, a quick 7 to Lima Perry. Long pass, Fort Loramie down the floor, broken up on the play in the right corner by Lane Harvey of Lima Perry.
Good job of trying to sell the official that it was touched by Loramie, too.
Lima Perry plays outstanding defense all over the floor, extremely quick. The first steps of these young men are mighty fast. Fort Loramie quick in its own right. Here's an attempt to drive to Dylan Braun and guarding him shoulder to shoulder and committing a foul 20 feet away from the basket is Orion Monford, who does have a tendency to get in foul trouble.
Loramie has got to understand that things that look like they might be open are not going to be open.
Against Minster, Monford had 17, Kobe Glover 15, and Jacoby Lane Harvey 13. Against Fort Recovery, Glover had 20. Monford and Lane Harvey 10 each. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding 25 feet away to Evan Burning. And a double team comes. The Commodores put the whammy on him. Unnecessary foul way out on the floor. And Kobe Glover, that's one he'd like to have back.
Yeah, he's going to foul. He needs a foul Siegel inside, not Fallon, 30 feet from the basket.
7-4, Lyman Perry. Fort Laramie's got the ball 20 feet away. Good hedge, out high by Glover. No way to go for Dylan Braun, who dumps it down baseline right to Tyler Siegel, and he picks up an offensive foul, lowering the shoulder right into a Commodore player. So right away, Chuck, in the first 3.5 minutes, each team's big man picks up a personal.
Yep. Well, a good move by Tyler, and he made the basket, but he dropped that shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
7-4, Lima Perry. Commodores attired in road red, white numbers outlined in black. Fort Recovery, Chucks. I've got Fort Recovery on the brain. That was the last opponent for Lima Perry. Fort Laramie, white from top to bottom, red numbers outlined in black. Here's a long three ball. Gardner again for Lima Perry. He overshot it, missed it by 6 inches, barely caught the backside of the iron. He got a skip pass from Monford, aired one out. He hit the first three he took, didn't make that one. Fort Laramie got the easy rebound. Left side of the floor burning. Throws a spot pass out inside to Tyler Siegel, and Siegel juggled it. Glover got a hand on it. Siegel retained possession and banked it in from 4 feet. 7-6, Perry up one. Here's a shot fake on the arc, nearly a travel by Monford, who gets down low, hands off to Glover, batted away by Fort Laramie and stolen. Nick Brandewy in now for the Redskins, a freshman six-footer. He's got the ball 20 feet away on the left. Lyman Perry up one. Top of the key, Gasson, right flank. It goes to Burning. He's guarded by Gardner. Cross court to Gasson, who airs out a three ball. It hits the rim short, no good. Weak side rebound, Gardner. Gardner down the floor to Monford for Lima Perry. Nobody picks him up. He pulls up from 10 feet away. Short jump shot. Hung on the rim forever and came off. No good. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. 7-6. Lima Perry up one. Burning midcourt for Fort Laramie. Not a high-scoring game so far, but a hectic pace. Benches will be factors. 20 feet away, Dylan Braun. Top of the circle, Burning. Lyman Perry's done a good job on Braun so far. Ball lob, baseline right to Tyler Siegel. He goes to work around Glover. Missed the six-footer hard. That's because he took a shove in the back. Logan Dre, a 5'8 junior guard, who's in off the bench for Lyman Perry, committed the foul. It was in the act of shooting. And Tyler Siegel's got a pair for Fort Laramie. The first one is up and in. We're tied at 7. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Talking about subs, Cody Gaston is out. Eli Rosengarten in for Fort Laramie. Second free throw, Tyler Siegel. This for the lead for the Redskins by one. It rimmed, no good. Oh, what a rebound down inside by Nick Brandewy. Shot fake, blocked away by Lima Perry. Good defense by the Commodores. Quick pass down the floor to Monford. Herky-jerky move in the lane. He leaves it behind him for Monford. Look out. Long three. He's deadly. He makes it. 10-7, Lima Perry. Boy, the Commodores not bashful about shooting it from distance. They've made two threes already. 10-7, Commodores. Burning 25 feet away. Left side, Braun. Gets a screen from Siegel. Braun pulls up. A leaner from 8. Might have been fouled from behind. No call. Ball fell way short. Perry scooped it up off the floor, and Fort Laramie was on a Commodores player's back.
I think the ball got tipped from behind. I think it was a clean play.
2:09 to go here in the first quarter. Lima Perry being very aggressive, Chuck, on every single shot taken by Fort Laramie. 2:09 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Lima Perry leads 10-7. Fort Laramie scored the first four. 10-3 run by the Commodores. Here's a long, high-arching left-handed jumper. It's a lengthy three ball. Another one goes down. Munford hits it. And Fort Laramie's in some hot water early. Lima Perry's outside shooting has been terrific. Here's Evan Burning at midcourt. He bursts down the floor all the way to the rack, to the rim, fouled at the basket, and he'll get two. Burning saw an opening. He took advantage and darted to the hole. He's awarded with two free throws.
A lot of firepower on the perimeter for the Commodores. They need to go find them on the outside because they're making their shots.
Evan Burning, two free throws. Fort Laramie, first one, high archer. He bangs it in. 13-8 in favor of Lima Perry by five. A minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Second shot here by Burning. One, two, three, four dribble. Spins the ball in his hands. Pumps it up. No good off the flange. Long rebound tracked down by Montfort. To Lane Harvey. Here comes Lima Perry. Up the five, 13-8. On the arc, it's Jacoby Lane Harvey as the Commodores signal a play. The newcomer on the floor, as we mentioned a moment ago, Logan Dre, 5'8 junior guard. Near side, it goes to Jamal Whiteside, also in, a 5'11 sophomore. Ball thrown to the post to Lane Harvey. Fadeaway shot short, but Lima Perry gets the rebound back. Glover's on the bench. Here's a travel in the left corner as Lane Harvey tried to back Gasson down, staggered, and walked. Minute 15 to go in the first. 13-8, Lima Perry leads Fort Loramie. Full court pressure now by the Commodores. Inbounded to Burning, 90 feet from the basket. On him is Whiteside. Burning, crossover dribble, center court. Goes left side to Rosengarten, 30 feet away. Rosengarten, top of the circle. Telegraph pass, an easy interception. Lane Harvey, who blew the driving layup. Had a gimme, couldn't make it. And Vic Brandewey came away with a rebound. He was plowed into by the Commodores.
I'll tell you what, Eli Rosengarten, who threw the horrible pass, blocked the shot down there at that end. He got the ball. That was a heck of a play defensively. Blocked the shot, no foul.
Great hustle by Rosengarten. Erred on the pass in the half court and then didn't give up. Challenged the shooter at the other end. Fort Loramie got a reprieve, or the Redskins would have been down 15-8. 54.3 to go in the first quarter. 13-8, 5-point lead, Lima Perry. Nick Brandewey inbounding in backcourt. Glover back on the floor. He had a one-minute breather for Lima Perry, the 6'4 post player. 35 feet away, it's Burning for the Redskins. Boy, Lima Perry is hedging and backing the Redskins offense way out 25, 28 feet from the basket.
Going to remind you of Jackson Center, how they play defense on the perimeter.
Uh-huh. Hedges way, way out on the court. Burning's got it in the left wing. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Burning loops it out back to Braun, who hoists up a three. Swish! Dylan Braun, a tray. Trifecta for Braun. First made three-pointer before Loramie, right, Chuck?
Yep.
Three for Lima Perry. One now for the Redskins from the long line. 7 seconds to go, first period, 13-11, Lima Perry. On the arc, it's Whiteside around the screen. Gives it to the three-point shooter in the right corner, a long one. Gardner missed it way hard. First quarter closes. It's a good one. Lima Perry, 13. Fort Loramie, 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
In Fort Loramie, thank you so much. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, even Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Alaska. When Gus Geyer started Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Lima Perry with possession starting the second quarter. Long three ball missed. Rebound down inside by Lane Harvey. Handoff to the 5'9 guard in off the bench, Dre. He missed the 5-footer, had one from point blank range. didn't use the board, and the ball trickled off the rim, stabbed out of bounds by Lima Perry.
But a scary spot for Lormie is how Perry is pounding the offensive boards right now. They got to put a body on him.
Burning at midcourt for Fort Loramie, which is down two. Over guarded by Gardner at the center stripe, not called. Outside the arc, near wing, Gasson. Officials consistently letting everybody play. Much contact going on. Very few fouls called unless somebody gets bludgeoned. Here's Austin Siegel in the lane. Baseline left to Tyler. Tyler's doubled. He's in trouble. Ball stripped. Taken away by Lane Harvey. He streaks the other way, all the way to the rack. Driving layup. Yes, and a foul on Fort Loramie.
Siegel cannot put the ball down when he catches it in the lane like that because there's too many hands down there.
15-11, Lima Perry up four, 6:57 to go, second quarter. Lima Perry not only with extremely quick feet, Chuck, but mighty quick hands as well. Three-point play, Lane Harvey, he got the foul shot. 16-11, Lima Perry up five. Token full court pressure by Gardner against Burnett. Commodores are going to make the Redskins work every dribble. Here is Burning striding down the left side of the floor. Down inside to Siegel. Burning penetrated, drew a crowd, dished it to Tyler, and he was belted on the backside. Two free throws coming. Foul number two on Lamonte Nichols. Six now on Lima Perry. Four Lormies in the 1-1, the final 6:45 of the second quarter. Two foul shots here for Tyler Siegel. In and out, no good. Boy, these are tight baskets. Redskins have had two or three shots already. Pinball around in the cylinder and pop away, no good.
There's 2 of 5 from the free throw line now.
Can't shoot 40% at the charity stripe and win a regional semifinal against a club this good. Second free throw, Tyler Siegel is on the money. 16-12, Lima Perry. Here's Lane Harvey down the floor. Nobody stops him. He's in the lane. Shot fake. Up with the 8-footer. It crawled over the rim and in.
Got away with a push-off that time.
Very good maneuverer. Here's Burning at the timeline. And he's jostled. No foul call. Lob down low on the right to Tyler Siegel. He gets around Glover. An easy deuce. 18-14, Lima Perry by two. Heck of a D4 game. Looks like D2 or D3, Chuck.
Boy, do they get up and down the floor.
Here's Glover, baseline right. Hook shot, 10-foot hook by Glover. It bounced around and the iron came off. Yanked down by Braun of Fort Loramie. Glover is quite an athlete, outstanding football player. Gardner, same way. Long three, Dylan Braun, four-court right. He buries it. Dylan Braun was the first one to receive the ball in the forecourt. And he dropped in a home run.
Well, they tried to change defenses that time, and not everybody was in sync. They tried to go zone, and they forgot all about Braun.
Lima Perry got mixed up. Glover counters. Deep three left corner, Lima Perry. He's taken the last two shots. That one was ill-advised. Very long. Didn't catch the rim. A three by the post player of Lima Perry. Missed everything. Fort Loramie's got the board. Down one. Dylan Braun on the move down the lane. Shoots it wide left, no good. Rebound volleyball out of bounds off Lima Perry. 5:20 left to go in the second quarter. Now the officials confer this may wind up being Lima Perry ball.
It was the wrong call. Though.
Commodore's possession as the officials get it corrected. 18-17, Lima Perry up one. Commodore's biggest lead, 18-12. Fort Loramie led at the outset, 4-0. Near the 5-minute mark, second quarter. Lane Harvey at midcourt barks out signals. He's got Logan Dre, 5'8 junior guard to the right, and Jamal Whiteside, 5'11 sophomore guard to the left. It's fed to Glover, double down by Dylan Braun on the arc. Then Glover gave it up, got it back. He's 10 feet away on the baseline, throws to Lane Harvey, top of the circle. He shouts out instructions again. Near side to Whiteside. They look for Lamonte Nichols in the corner, can't find him. Darned and determined is Lima Perry right now to go to Glover. Here's Dre. Here's Whiteside. Glover at the elbow on the left. They look for Nichols in the short corner. He's not open. Ball rotated. Right baseline. Now to Glover. Backs down Tyler Siegel. Spins. Doubled. Nearly walked. Did travel. No call. Long three ball. Good for Lane Harvey. Glover finally gave it up. He walked or was in the lane too long or both. Good pass, though, on the arc. for the fourth three made by Lima Perry. This Lane Harvey has got to be spied on. He's a good shooter. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Fort Laramie down four. Here's a baseline drive to Brandon. We hand off to Tyler Siegel. He goes to work down low. He's bothered and fouled. That's been Fort Laramie's answer repeatedly.
Well, I like it. I mean, you throw the ball in there, it can collapse defense, and you get the ball back out. Braun has open looks on the outside. That's how you play it.
Wow, Chuck, what a high-quality Division IV regional semifinal. 4 minutes, 2 seconds to go, second quarter. Tyler Siegel's free throw, swish. 21-18, Lima Perry up three. Second shot, Tyler Siegel. Fort Laramie now 5 of 8 at the stripe for the game. 1, 2, 3 bounces for Tyler. He expects to be there a lot in this contest. That one rolled all around, and it goes in. He sinks it. Got them both. Tyler gets a breather. Austin Siegel in. It's Gasson, Austin Siegel, Braun, Burning, and Randewee guarding out front. Is it a zone defensive look now before Laramie?
They've been playing 2-3 for the last 3 or 4 times down.
25 feet away, Harvey. Fires short corner. Open player, 6-footer, banked in. Nice work by Munford of Lima Perry. That's the way to attack the zone. There's a spot, 8-10 feet away. Down on either baseline, Lima Perry quickly got it to that point. Here's a good pass on the arc by Braun, down inside to Austin Siegel. He overshoots a 7-footer. That's because he was smacked on the arm. But Fort Laramie doing a very good job posting up Tyler and Austin as Lima Perry continues to overplay out on the arc and the passes from the perimeter to the middle. And the Commodores are defending one-on-one down low. Two foul shots, Austin Siegel, yes, on the first. 23-19, now 23-20 as the scoreboard registers the point late.
This will be the 10th free throw for Laramie, and Lima Perry shot one so far.
18 fouls on Lima Perry. Fort Laramie in the double bonus the rest of the half. Second free throw, Austin, good again. Fort Laramie heats up at the free throw line. 3:26 to go, second quarter. 23-21, Lima Perry. Straight away, Lane Harvey. Gives it up near side to Munford. Back to Lane Harvey. He motions for Dre, the small guard, to come out on the perimeter. Hand off to Plummy Gardner, 20 feet away. Near wing, it goes to Munford. Good baseline pass to Harvey. Harvey shovels below the basket. Right corner, Gardner, look out. Swish on the three ball. Lima Perry can't miss from long range. Five of them. 26-21, Lima Perry. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Braun, deep left corner, gives it up to Burning near the Firebirds logo here at Fairmont High School at midcourt. Head coach Corey Britton shouting out instructions. Boy, you picked your poison defending this Lima Perry team. You've got Glover, who's mighty strong in the lane. He's got support as well. And then an array of excellent three-point shooters on the long line. Here's a pass thrown by Burning into the left corner of Randewee. He starts a drive, coughed it up. Lima Perry stripped it. 2:18 to go, first half. In the right corner, Gardner again from three-point territory. Missed it off to the left. Scramble for the loose ball. Dre saves right in front of us. Gives it to Lane Harvey. Right corner, Gardner again from three-point land. In and out, no good. Harvey was smacked to the floor as he released it, or I should say, Gardner was drilled to the hardwood as he pumped it up, and he'll get 3 free throws.
Well, it's starting to get dangerous right now for Laramie. They cannot afford the loose touch with Perry.
26-21, Lima Perry. Well, after Gardner made the long three ball last trip down, Chuck, he got the ball twice on this possession and threw it up there again from three-point territory. The first time, he was open, and Fort Laramie ran at him on the second one as Gardner continued to shoot. But Fort Laramie was a bit too aggressive, didn't stay on the floor. Gardner missed the first of 3 free throws, made the second, and it's 27-21 as Lima Perry matches its biggest lead of 6. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Well, you simply don't know who to go chest-to-chest against on the arc. Lima Perry so dangerous. with a myriad of three-point shooters. And Kobe Glover's been held in check on the inside, but Lima Perry's perimeter game has been superior so far in this contest. 1:53 to go in the first half. Second free throw was made by Gardner. Here's Gaston driving the paint. Awkward shot, no good. He got the rebound back, though. Big possession for Fort Loramie, down 7. Biggest lead for Lima Perry. Ball entered low post left to Siegel, and it's pounded away by Lima Perry, which comes up with the loose ball. Gardner, deep right corner, 3, wide open again. Missed it off the back rim. Siegel goes to the baseline to try to recover the ball off the flange as it came way out on the floor, and he couldn't hang on.
There might have been some contact, but quite honestly, Austin too strong to let that ball get knocked away from him like that.
Yep, 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Lima Perry inbounds to Glover straight away. Now to Gardner. Gardner hangs on, Siegel on him. 1:24 to go, second quarter. Now here's Lane Harvey near the Firebirds logo center court again. Head coach Matt Tabler just motions to the far corner of the floor. That's where he wants the ball to go against this Fort Loramie zone. 6 to go in the half. 7-point lead, Lima Perry. On the bounce, 25 feet away, Lane Harvey. Brandewee guards him very loosely. Fort Loramie jumped out 4-0 in this game. Lima Perry's perimeter shooting has been superb. Here's a great pass by Lane Harvey. Down inside to Glover. Glover caught it near the rim and banked it in. Right now, Fort Loramie's got no answer for Lima Perry, which is up 9. 30, 21, 38 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 34 seconds, 33, 32. Far right wing, it's Braun. Out back to Brandewee. Left side to Gasson, now Nick. Nick Brandewee goes to Braun. Long 23-footer, hit the back rim. Long rebound, Austin Siegel. To Brandewee straight away. Redskins still have it. 16 to go, 15, 14. Late second quarter, Redskins down 9. Brandewee between the rings, hand off to Braun. Left side throw to Gasson, skips it to Braun. Down low on the right for Tyler Siegel. Great interception for Lane Harvey. He's at midcourt with 2 to go. Guns a 45-footer, no good off to the right. Explosive Lima Perry leads Fort Loramie by 9. All Commodores the last 10, 12 minutes of the first half of play. 30-21 Lima Perry over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Division 4 regional semifinal, Fort Loramie. is being thumped right now by Lima Perry, 30-21 at the halftime break. 5 3-pointers by Lima Perry, which has been blistering the cords from long range, and Fort Loramie does not have an answer. In fact, some turnovers cropped into Fort Loramie's game there late in that first half. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before more weather changes get a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Buffalo and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A Muffler and Tires. Owned by Jeff Gebhardt. Geppy. He'll offer free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. For Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Again, 295-3971. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins down 9 at the break after getting off to a good start. Lima Perry, tremendous outside game, Chuck, and Kobe Glover with a big basket late in the second quarter down on the inside. When you put too much pressure on the perimeter, the big 6'4 post player, the senior on the interior, can go to work too.
Yeah, I mean, they're shooting the ball well. 5 of 11 shooting 3, that's 45%. 11 of 24 from the floor. Loramie, on the other hand, 6 of 14, 2 of 4 shooting 3s, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Loramie has a 12 to 11 rebounding advantage, 5 to 4 offensive advantage to the Commodores. Turnovers, only 2 by Lima Perry, 7 for Loramie. Seemed like they had more than 7. Points off turnover, 9 to nothing. There's your lead right there by Perry. No bench scoring by either team in the first half. Individual scoring for Lima Perry. They had all their perimeter players. Monford had 10. Harvey had 10. Garner had 8. And then Glover had that last basket on the inside, too. 4 assists for, let me find it. 4 assists for Evan Burning and 4 assists for Jacoby Lane Harvey. Fort Loramie led by Tyler Siegel with 8 points. They got 6 from Dylan Braun on 2 threes. They got 4 from Austin Siegel and 3 from Evan Burning. They scored 11 and 10, 21. Perry scored 13 and 17 points in the second quarter, 30 to 21 at the half.
This Lima Perry team has won 18 in a row, though it did finish the regular season, Chuck, unbelievably unranked in Division 4 in the state of Ohio. It did drop 3 games in succession fairly early in the campaign to schools that play in higher divisions in high school basketball in the state of Ohio than D4. Although Lima Perry did play in the weak Northwest Central Conference, those who know high school basketball inside out knew how potent this Lima Perry team was. Just ask Minster, just ask Fort Recovery, the two clubs that Lima Perry beat in the district semi and district final. And tonight, Fort Loramie is finding out how good this Lima Perry team really is.
Well, we liked them last year. We felt like they were a year away because they were really young last year. These young men now have grown up. They're seniors, and they're a terrific basketball team. Loramie's going to have a great start to the third quarter, or this one could get away from them quickly.
Redskins have got to get stops at the defensive end of the floor, on a pace to give up 60. And Fort Loramie usually doesn't score that many points in 4 quarters, so Fort Loramie somehow has got to slow down this Perry firepower.
Well, they're in trouble in one place because defensively their choice is to play man, and they couldn't man, and they were too quick.
Exactly.
And then they play zone, and they just stood out there and just buried 3 after 3. Yeah. So there's the difference right there. They're in there now deciding how they want to defend this, but they got to come up with something because the first half, that didn't work.
It's called pick your poison. 30-21, Lima Perry over Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact.
and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our Student Athlete Spotlight segment is brought to you, as always, by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County from L.A., California in the early 80s. Thus the name LaCal, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success among student athletes in the Shelby County League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. LaCal Equipment has been a partner with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com since our beginning days 11 years ago. We thank LaCal very much. And only two student athletes on this Fort Loramie team happen to be seniors. Cody Gass and Nate Kleiman, the only two 12th graders on this Fort Loramie team. Outstanding student athletes, excellent on the court, excellent in the classroom. They are saluted by LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
As we noted at the outset of our webcast, and as many of you know, tragic and unusual circumstances surround this game tonight. The Lima Perry Commodores, the school district, and the family of assistant basketball head coach Herb Lane lost Herb in a traffic accident last evening. And we here at ScoresBroadcast.com send our prayers to the loved ones of Herb Lane. I got to know him, dedicated man, outstanding football coach, assistant varsity basketball coach to head coach Matt Taylor. Third quarter underway here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Right away, Lima Perry gets it down inside to Glover. Big herky-jerky move with a 6'4 man. He banks it in. Boy, he is unstoppable, Chuck, when he gets it that close.
Now, he's a big, strong kid, that's for sure.
He won't be denied if he's got the ball 5 feet away, even if he's got his back to the hoop. And Fort Loramie is now finding itself down by 11, double-digit deficit. Baseline left is Gasson. Gasson's double team. Bounce pass across the lane. It is blocked away, out of bounds, off Lima Perry. And seemingly now, Chuck, when Fort Loramie's in the half court, it looks like at times there are six or seven red jerseys for the Commodores. Although in this inbounds play, Dylan Braun shakes free, catches it below the backboard, and drops it in. Fort Loramie very good inbounding the ball below the rim. Here's a long three in the left corner by Lima Perry. After the ball was saved inbounds by Glover, it's made, and a foul called to boot. Wow, what a shot by Monford. He was decked flat to the floor, fell into the Lima Perry bench. The shot went in, and he's at the stripe as the lead is swollen to 12, 35-23. Foul shot, perfect.
First four-point play we've seen this year.
Six threes now by Lima Perry. And they've been distributed, what, Chuck, among the three different men?
Yes. Their perimeter players are just tearing them up.
Baseline right, Austin Siegel has his arm grabbed, manages to pull the ball away from Monford. No, it's ruled a jump, and the arrow favors Lima Perry. Lima Perry is being very aggressive, and it's paying off. 36-23 Commodores. 6:39 to go in the second quarter, or I should say third quarter, early stage, second half. Fort Loramie somewhat bewildered right now, clearly, without question, by far, the best team the Redskins have met all season. Lane Harvey's got the ball 30 feet away. Bounce pass to Monfort on the arc. Here's Plummy Gardner, top of the circle, guarded by Dylan Braun. Gardner, Monfort, Kobe Glover in the right corner, thought about shooting, then elected not to. He gave it up, and the ball goes right back into Glover, back to the basket, goes to work, and Tyler Siegel flicked away before Loramie. Loose ball picked up, foul line jumper, Monfort got it. Orion Monfort is scorching the Nets. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie seen enough. Redskins are behind the 15. It's gotten away from them really quickly here in the second half with 5:56 to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Fort Loramie with the basketball, trailing by 15, 5:40 left to go third quarter, and the Redskins rotate the ball around the top of the circle. It's whistled to Braun, far side of the floor, right in front of the Fort Loramie bench, and he cannot hang on to it. It goes out of bounds.
You'd like to say they picked a bad time to play a bad game, but I think it's because of the team they're playing, not so much the game that they're playing.
Oh, I'd agree, Chuck. Hardly anybody keeps track of deflections or altered passes in high school basketball, but Lima Perry has gotten fingertips and hands on a lot of thrown balls by Fort Loramie, and they have modified passes too. That last one by the Redskins had to go around two Lima Perry players and went out of bounds. Monfort, who made a foul line jumper before the Fort Loramie timeout, just makes a baseline 15-footer. And Lima Perry's lead is 17, 40-23. Unbelievable performance by Lima Perry. Here's Burning in the left corner for the Redskins. Tough spot to be in to inbound the ball. Gets it to Braun. Almost gave it back to Burning. He would have been out of bounds. Ball lobbed into the lane to Tyler Siegel. He's bodied by Glover and fouled. Lane Harvey is having an excellent game for Lima Perry. But a great third quarter has been turned in by Monfort.
Right, he's got 18 now.
Woo. 8 here in the third. 40-23 Lima Perry. 25 feet away Burning for Fort Loramie. Across the top of the key to Brandewee. He knifes into the lane area. He dances around a couple Lima Perry players. Hits the deck hard. Went down in a heap. Foul on Lima Perry. Brandewee gets 2 at the stripe. It is a 10-2 third quarter so far in favor of Lima Perry, which has widened its 9-point halftime lead to 17 as Brandewee comes up short on the free throw. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Second shot, Nick Brandewee. Fort Loramie's got to cash in on every single one at the stripe. Brandewee connects on that one. 40-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins got off to a good beginning, up 4-0. Lima Perry answered with 7. in the late teens. Fort Loramie closed it to one on a couple of occasions. Good spurt by Lima Perry last 2 minutes of the first half to extend the lead out to nine. And now it's 16 after two made free throws by Brandaway. Here's Lima Perry dishing the ball down inside to Glover. The ball's on the floor. Glover digs it off the hardwood, rises up, and drops it in from 4 feet away. He is so strong, so wide, got good height, fine elevation, very difficult to stop. Long three, left corner, Rosengarten, Fort Loramie on the money. Little chippy after the made field goal as Harvey and Tyler Siegel exchange words. Redskins got a timeout after the made triple. The 18-point lead for Lima Perry is 15, 42-27, 4:19 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting, but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Lima Perry, Commodore, sizzling the net, Chuck. What was the free throw shooting for Lima Perry at the halftime break? I know it was exceptional.
Well, they were 3 of 4.
From the floor was Lima Perry?
No.
I'm sorry.
You said free throw.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they were 11 of 24, 45%, but 5 of 11 shooting threes.
And that field goal percentage has improved here in the third quarter. And now Lima Perry backs it out to midcourt. They can afford to run time off the clock up to 15, 42-27 with 3:50 to go in the third. On the dribble is Lane Harvey. He starts to motor toward the basket, then retreats. Burning comes out to check him. One team foul in Fort Loramie, two on Lima Perry. Again, Lane Harvey starts to drive, and then he retreats. Burning comes out to get him. Now it's flipped cross court on the play to Montfort. Montfort to Harvey. Lane Harvey on the bounce. Burning's got him near the scorer's table. Precious seconds running off the clock. Here's a drive to Lane Harvey into the top of the circle. Foul line. Doesn't take it to the rim. He veers right back outside. And hands off to Montfort. Now Montfort will do the same thing on this side of the floor. He goes to the foul line. Hooks it cross court, though, to a three-point shooter. No good off the back flange. It was missed on the play by Gardner. Gardner got the long rebound. Missed the 10-footer. Great rebound on the play by Braun of Fort Loramie. Right at Dylan Sky and fend off two players very nicely. Here's Brandaway. Shot fake on the arc. Out of Burning 30 feet away. Boy, that shot by Gardner gone. Then at the other end, the roof would have come off Trent. Here's a long three. Right corner, Rosengarten. Fort Loramie hit the flange. No good. Rebound Gasson baseline right. And reaching in against Lima Perry. With 2:35 to go in the third quarter. And Lima Perry up a 15, 42-27. Baseline, right of the basket. Burning inbound for Fort Loramie, which needs to trim this deficit down to 9 or 10 before the third quarter closes. Maybe even less than that. Ball zipped out high to Gasson. Right flank Burning. Ball high overhead. Fakes right, goes left against Harvey. Here's a high arching three-point ball. Deep one, right side. Rosengarten, he switched it. Rosengarten knocks it down. You can tell by the roar of the Fort Loramie crowd right behind it. 12 at 42-30. 2:12 remaining here in the third quarter. Midcourt on the bounce. It's Lane Harvey. Flips it right side to Dre. Into the right corner, Gardner. Dances across the lane. Goes to Glover at the elbow on the left. Outside to Montfort, fakes the three. Deep right corner, Gardner. He thought about shooting the triple. Chose not to. Gave it back up to Montfort. Between the rings, it's Harvey. A minute 46 to go. Foul Burning 25 feet from the rim. Second team foul on the Redskins here in the half. 42-30, Fort Loramie right now. The Redskins must continue to make a push. Down to our right, the ball will be inbounded by Lima Perry in the Commodores' half court. It is Whiteside flipping into Lane Harvey 30 feet away. And he simply holds the ball under his left armpit and motions. Drives hard to the foul line. He's stopped by Burning. Gives it up, gets it back. Here's a travel on Lane Harvey. That's a good call by the referee.
Yeah, he got away with two palmings right before that. So, yeah, they finally got the third violation.
Minute 33 left here in the third quarter. Tyler Siegel back in for Fort Loramie. Austin is out. So it's Braun, Tyler Siegel, Rosengarten, Burning, Gasson on the court for the Redskins. Right now, Fort Loramie needs to challenge this Lima Perry 12-point lead. Ball whipped hard into the left corner to Braun. Two men come at him. He lobs a pass into the lane to Tyler Siegel. Tyler can't reach it. That's because his arm is being pulled back. Common foul. Fort Loramie ball baseline left of the hoop. Redskins down 12 to the Commodores, 42-30. Burning looks to throw in, gets it to Braun, jumps on the arc, lets it fly, bounces off the rim, no good. Over the shoulder foul underneath, it goes against the Redskins. Gasson might have climbed the ladder. Yep, it's on Cody.
That was a good look by Braun that time. It was right on target, just a little bit long.
42-30 still in favor of Lima Perry after the Braun misfire. That was a big shot. That would have whittled the Lima Perry lead down to 9. It didn't go in. Quickly down the floor, Lima Perry. It's Harvey. Harvey's being checked by Fort Loramie, and Harvey apparently used an arm, extended his left forearm to shield a Redskin defender, and it was called. Offensive foul, Lima Perry, team's fifth. Minute to go, third quarter. Burning picks up the dribble timeline, goes to Gasson. Redskins with opportunities here in the last few minutes of the third quarter to put a dent in this deficit. Burning out high right. On the bounce. Goes foul line to Braun. Loops it right corner. Rosengarten shot fake. Now Braun straight away. Guns a three. Carries it. Dylan Braun on target. 9-point game. Here come the Redskins. 42-33. 37 seconds left in the third. Big possession right here. Lima Perry will hold it and play for one. 25 seconds left in the third. Dribbling Lane Harvey near midcourt. Gasson guards him loosely. Let's see at what point Lima Perry starts to attack the basket. The ball control guy is Lane Harvey. He goes between the legs. Nearly carries it. Whips a pass left baseline to Whiteside on the arc to Dre. His three-pointer blocked, deflected. Gover picked it off in the paint. Missed the hook shot at the buzzer. So Fort Loramie survived that last Lima Perry possession. Commodores got a three. It was deflected. The ball fell short. Glover's turnaround hook glanced off the rim. A second shy of the buzzer. Redskins down 9. Could have been worse. That was the halftime deficit on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Fort Loramie Redskins scored the last 9 points of the third quarter, once trailed 42-24, trimmed it from 18 down to 9. Fort Loramie scored the last bucket of the third, and the Redskins had the ball to start the fourth. Key possession, Burning outside the arc on the right to Braun. Line drive, triple in the air. It circled the rim twice and came out. Tough break. Rebound down to Lima Perry. First moment or two, fourth quarter. very significant as the Redskins try to continue their charge back. Here's Whiteside, left corner. Goes to Monford, cross court, high arching left-handed three. Glanced off the rim, no good. Long rebound, out to Lane Harvick. He enters the lane, hits a cutter down the middle of the floor. Shot Monford, no good. He got it back, missed it again. Rebound punched all around, out of bounds, off Fort Loramie. Boy, Lima Perry is unbelievably aggressive. They had four offensive rebounders, Chuck, on the glass.
Well, they are really quick, and it's not, they don't jump necessarily incredibly high, but they jump quick.
Yes. 7:18 to go here in the third quarter, or I should say the fourth quarter. Ball inbounded, deep left corner, tracked down by Monford, almost lost it, fed it to Glover in the lane. Whiteside running, shooting from 8 feet, falling away, way off the mark. Fort Loramie's defense has really picked it up. Redskins have the rebound and are at midcourt, trailing by nine. Another opportunity to shave it down to six or seven. Gasson 25 feet away. Fires to the post to Burning. He's doubled. Shot fake. Puts up a seven-footer. Hits it. Burning knocks it down. Seven-point game. 42-35. Lima Perry. 11 in a row with the Redskins. Spanning the end of the third, start of the fourth. Lima Perry once led 42-24. Good penetration last time down by Burning. He pulled up in the paint. Waited for traffic to fly by and shot it through. Five team fouls on Perry, three on Fort Loramie. Whiteside in the right corner, gives it to Lane Harvey. Lobs that inside for Glover. Tyler Siegel challenges him. Glover catches it and banks it in.
That was strong, boy. That was strong.
Big time strength. Tyler Siegel couldn't do a thing about it. Commodores get a timeout, up nine over Fort Loramie. 44-35, 6:16 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Do not miss out on great savings on high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Route 47, west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture priced right. Check out Goffney for dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, and adult and youth bedroom furniture and more. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fort Loramie, after the timeout, fumbles the ball away at midcourt. It's picked up by Monford, and then Burning tries to track him down from behind and fouls. And that is number four on Evan Burning. In fact, the last two personals on the Redskins have been on Burning.
For Evan Burning.
44-35, Lima Perry, crunch time right now. Fort Loramie needs to buckle down on defense, which it's done for the last 4 or 5 minutes. Redskins need stops and then points. What a drive down the lane by Lane Harvey. Threw it off the backboard. No good. He was challenged at the rim. Stick back by Glover, no good. And the Redskins finally recovered it. Miranda Wee at the timeline. 5:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Down in the right corner to Braun. He chucks up a three. It hit the heel. Weak side rebound, Gasson. Seven-footer. Bounced around. Came off. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskin player is shoved. Foul on Lima Perry. Monford committed it. Number four on him. 5:15 to go in the game. 44-35. Lima Perry up nine. Brandweed inbound. Baseline left.
33.
Lamonte Nichols is back in for Monfort, who's got four. He and Bernie on the bench with four each. Brandoe inbounding baseline left. Looks, goes low to right to Braun. Braun cut around the screen and dropped it in. Good inbounds play for the Redskins. They'll do it repeatedly beneath the basket. 7-point deficit again, 44-37.
That was better inbounds play than screen to screener if you get somebody lost.
4:55 to go in the fourth. Nichols outside the arc to Glover. Glover on a shot fake. Oh, pick and roll. Glover, Harvey. Glover missed the layup. He had a gimme. Rebound Tyler Siegel. Backcourt to Braun. Redskins have to take advantage. Lima Perry, last 5 minutes of this game, not clicking on offense. Deep left corner, it is Dylan Braun. He sizes up a three, a long one. Again, in and out. Oh, my goodness, circled the rim twice. Football scrum forward on the floor. Lima Perry comes up with it in the left corner, but the player spins around on the hardwood. It's called a travel. Tell you what, Chuck, you almost need armor on the backboard.
Both of Braun's three-pointers here in this quarter have been almost all the way down and came back out. Those 6 points are huge.
Exactly. He's had two threes in the last 45 seconds that have done every single thing but go in. Here's Braun lobbing down inside, baseline right, Tyler Siegel. He dribbled it once, then got it back. It was knocked away. He stuck it in. He stuck it in, and he was fouled. Foul to boot. A plus one for Tyler Siegel. Boy, he showed grit and determination then. And Lima Perry's lead is only five. It was 18. What a run by the Redskins. A 15-2 spurt over the last 6.5 minutes.
This is what you like to see. They could have just rolled over and called this thing over with. And boy, are they clawing back.
Tyler Siegel, who shot free throws well, is at the line for a three-point opportunity. It is no good. Hit the flange. Rebound came down to Nichols of Lima Perry, which leads by five, 44-39, 4:08 to go. But we've got a ball game now. Looked like Lima Perry was going to blow Fort Loramie right out of Trent Arena fairly late in the third quarter when it was 42-24. Commodores have the ball top of the key. It's Nichols. And Nichols goes around a screen, and one of the referees calls a timeout, believing that head coach Matt Tabler had signaled for a timeout, but apparently he did not, and the official was confused, and Lima Perry gets the ball back at side court and throws it in play. No timeout taken. 3:50 to go in the game. Deep right corner, Glover picked up by Tyler Siegel. Out high goes to Gardner. Now Glover back to the basket. He works on Tyler Siegel. 12 feet out, 10 feet out. Hook shot, Glover. Oh, what a big time shot. Big time shot. Hook shot by Glover. That is an old-fashioned hook from 10, 12 feet away. He buried it. And that stems the tide for Lima Perry. Timeout on the floor. 46-39 Lima Perry. 3:34 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Pat Chuck, I just made a note at the 3:34 mark here in the fourth quarter. Glover, a big hook shot for Lima Perry to extend the lead from 5-7. And Fort Loramie enters the half court right in front of us. Dylan Braun's got the ball left corner. Zone defense by Lima Perry. Skip pass, cross court to Burning. He dropped it, got it back. Fed it to Gasson. Gasson, Burning. Right side of the floor, Rosengarten. Back to Burning on top. Line drive three in the air. Good! Evan Burning knocks it down from way outside. And Fort Loramie is within four. 46-42. Great shot by Burning. Good ball movement by Fort Loramie. 2:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Lima Perry feeling the pressure now. Top of the circle, Lamonte Nichols. Left side, Glover. into the post. Harvey around one man, around another. Hacking foul on Gasson of Fort Loramie. Cody had to do it. Great spin move down inside by Harvey. Gasson saved an easy bucket right there.
Yeah, he left him, so that was what he had to do.
2:48 to go in the fourth. Jacoby Lane Harvey, free throw line for Lima Perry. How many for him in this game, Chuck?
He has 10. I was waiting to see if it went in.
In and out on the free throw. That pinballed around and spun away.
He had 10 at the half. He hadn't scored in the second half.
Munford with 18. He had a dynamite third quarter. He pumped in 8 for Lima Perry. Second free throw here by Harvey. It's in the air. It's good. 47-42. Lima Perry increases its lead by 1 from 4 to 5. Burning in backcourt. Commodores pressing. Burning rifles a pass down the floor to Tyler Siegel. And on the far side of the court, in front of the scorer's table, Burning's toe stepped on the stripe. That's a tough one.
At the time down, they had a chance to get the thing to a one-possession game. That's a tough turnover.
Mm. 5 team fouls in Fort Loramie, 7 on Lima Perry. Ball inbounded in backcourt. Cody Gasson had a piece of it and struck that one into the scorer's table. Lima Perry tries again. He'll be thrown in play on the far side of the court by Lima Perry's Lamonte Nichols. Up to Harvey. He whips it ahead to Munford, deep in the right corner, Glover. Glover 30 feet out. Sends it now to Gardner 40 feet away, who fakes right, goes left, right down the pike, all the way to the rim. What a block out of bounds by Tyler Siegel. Loose ball picked back up though by Harvey. Harvey dances underneath a player from Fort Loramie as the Commodores bench gets a timeout call. And that was a frenetic sequence. It'll be Lima Perry ball when we come back after the timeout. 47-42 Perry, 2:24 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Lima Perry ball below the Commodore's basket. Very significant possession right here. It is Harvey inbounding deep left corner of Munford. Goes right back to Glover. Posting up, spins, hooks, short, no good. Rolled off the rim. Rebound Brandewee of Fort Loramie, which is down 5. 2:13 to go in the game. Brandewee right in front of head coach Corey Britton, who gets a timeout called. It's going right down to the wire. Redskins were in deep doo-doo, down 18 beyond the midway point of the third quarter. Could have clawed back within 5. We're back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And don't forget, we're on the air thanks to these Fort Loramie sponsors. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, after the Redskins timeout, Fort Loramie hoisted up a quick 3. From the left side of the floor, it was short, caromed out of bounds, Lima Perry ball, a second under 2 minutes to go, and it's a 5-point game in favor of Lima Perry.
Rosengarten had made 2. He got a good look. He just kind of short-armed it a little bit.
5 team fouls in Fort Loramie. At midcourt, it's Lane Harvey with the ball for Lima Perry. Gasson all over him. Lane Harvey, top of the circle, retreats. Still on the bounce. Minute 43 to go. Blocking foul, 35 feet away from the basket on Gasson. That was the only option. In hopes that Lima Perry will eventually miss a 1-1. That's team foul 6 in Fort Laramie. Redskins will have to foul again. You cannot allow a lot of time to get off the clock. Try to get a steal after a pass or two, and then you got to send Lila Perry to the line. Here's Lane Harvey, 30 feet away, around Gasson, into the head of the key, nearly walked, threw it into the left corner to Gardner. Now Rosengarten comes out to check Montford, who streaks down the middle of the floor. Precious time coming off the clock, a minute 18 to go. Gardner 30 feet away, now Montford at midcourt. Redskins have got a foul. Montford dribbles, hooks it back out to Gardner. Down to minute 7 to go. Braun finally checks Montford too closely at the logo at center court. 1-1 here for Lima Perry, which is up 5, 47-42. Redskins were hoping for a misplay by Lima Perry or maybe a steal. Neither happened. You had to foul.
At this point now, they cannot allow that much more time to come off on the next possession.
No. 1-1 for Montford of Lima Perry, and he calmly drops it in. The left-hander sinks it. These Lima Perry shooters, Chuck, have good strokes.
Yeah, they should have probably fouled Glover when he had it in the corner, but he made sure he didn't hold the ball very long.
Right. Second free throw by Montford in the air, right on target again. He swished each one, and Fort Laramie's down 7. Uphill battle now. 1:05 to go. Burning streaks down the right side of the floor. Near side to Braun, who hurls up a three and makes a long one. Dylan Braun drills another. Wow, is he zeroing in. 59.6 to go. Timeout called. Redskins still within reach. Down 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Lima Perry inbounding in backcourt. And there's a long throw way up ahead to Nichols. Nichols low on the left. All the way to the rack. He's got it. Lima Perry hasting the ball down the floor over top the Fort Laramie press and got a bucket from Nichols. Cody Barhorst on the floor now for Fort Laramie. He's the Redskins' designated fouler. But Fort Laramie didn't have the time it needed to commit the personal on Lima Perry's last possession. And now Fort Laramie in the half court is dribbling and passing. Offense is stalled momentarily. Clock works its way down to 34.3 to go. Timeout called by the Redskins, who trail by 6 by a score of 51-45. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on board with us since last March here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, from which you've heard already. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Redskins ball, 26 seconds to go, down six. Braun is open, left flank, jump, shoots, it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Lima Perry, and the Commodore player is decked on the play by Brandewee of Fort Loramie with 21.3 remaining. Chuck, if the Redskins had any hope of coming back to get this game tied before the final buzzer, Dylan Braun probably had to sink that long three ball right there.
They ran a nice play for him. He got a real good look, and he just kind of rushed it a little bit.
1-1 for Gardner of Lima Perry. Commodores have shot three free throws pretty well in this game. Crucial front end of the 1-1 here for Gardner. It's on the money. He's got it. Lima Perry foul shooters don't put a lot of arch on the free throws, Chuck. I like that. They get it, 11, 12 feet up in the air right over the front rim. Gardner again. That one, Kerplunk, hit the front rim into the hands of Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie down 7, 16 seconds to go. On the arc, three-point shooter, Rosengarten, the Hail Mary, got it from side court in front of the Redskins bench. It's a four-point game with 7 to go. Inbounded and backcourt to Gardner. He's pursued on the play, but Fort Loramie and fouled. And it looks like, Chuck, Fort Loramie is going to run out of time.
Yeah, they played five quarters.
Fort Loramie trailed 42-24 halfway through the third quarter of this game. A gallant comeback for the Redskins. Fort Loramie, since that point in time, has scored 24 points and has outscored Lima Perry 24-10, but just not enough clock remaining.
Well, they made six threes here in the second half.
Yep.
After only making two in the first half. This is a really good Lima Perry team.
Oh, it sure is. 5.4 to go. Lima Perry's at the stripe. The last of the 1-1 options here for Lima Perry. And Fort Loramie would have to score.
That's one of those four-point plays that Lima Perry got earlier.
Yeah, I look at the scoreboard, and there's just not enough time to make it happen. It's going to take 5 seconds to go down the floor and get 2 points or three. And that would still leave you short. 52-48, Lima Perry, 5.4 to go at the line. Gardner for the Commodores, who played splendidly in the middle one half of this game, and that's when Lima Perry was able to distance itself from Fort Loramie and got ahead by 18. Foul shot by Gardner, in and out, no good. Rebound Tyler Siegel, up the court to Braun. Braun all the way to the rim, lays it in at the buzzer. It's a cosmetic 2 points, and the Redskins wind up losing by two, 52-50, although a timeout may have been called by Fort Loramie before the buzzer. 0-0-0 on the clock. The officials have said the timeout was not in time, and it's over. Lima Perry hangs on to nip Fort Loramie, 52-50. For the Redskins, made a heck of a comeback, just simply ran out of seconds. Fort Loramie Redskins campaign finishes at 21-6. Fort Loramie sectional champs, district champs, that are beaten by Lima Perry here tonight, a 52-50 final. And as we've noted several times all year long, Fort Loramie graduates only two, Nate Kleiman, Cody Gasson, the only two seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins. They have finished out their careers here this evening. Two outstanding student athletes. Redskins trudge off the floor, disappointed. However, a strong Fort Loramie team will return to the hardwood for head coach Corey Britton in 2017-18. Hats off to Lima Perry. Under very unusual circumstances, tragic ones, playing here tonight after the loss of their varsity basketball assistant coach and head football coach Herb Lane, who passed in a traffic accident last evening. Lima Perry, in that situation, Chuck, performed extremely well. And you've got to give credit where it's due to Lima Perry.
Well, we knew they were a really good basketball team, and sometimes a tragedy like that, it can have two different effects on you. Tonight, it looked like it gave them resolve. It's such a sad, sad situation. And when the kids are over there hugging, what I got to assume is the wife over there. So, I mean, I think it's terrific. She came to the game to support them. And I think it's neat that the kids are doing that for them.
ScoresBroadcast.com in the last 12 hours or so has tweeted a couple times that prayers are being sent to the Lyman Perry community and to the loved ones of Herb Lane, including the wife and family, of course. And Fort Loramie High School retweeted what Scores Broadcast had tweeted. Fort Loramie High School generated its own tweets. Lima Perry, very deserving of this victory here tonight. Tremendous effort by the Commodores, who sprinted out to a 42-24 lead halfway through the third quarter, Chuck. And it looked like Fort Loramie was done.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to come back from 18. It's in the first half you can do it. In the second half, it really takes almost all of your effort.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's what they ran into. Perry, Loramie in the second half ended up shooting the ball really well. They, for the game, they shot 50%. They were 8 of 17 shooting threes.
There you go.
And they turned the ball over 12 times against that pressure. That is not a really bad number. On the other side, Perry really cooled off. They ended up, they were, let's see what they were. They were 6 of 15 shooting threes. They cooled off in the second half. But, that's a good basketball team. It's a really good basketball team. And they got a lead. They were really hard to defend.
And, Chuck, we remarked several times throughout the webcast, this did not seem like a Division IV tournament game. Yes, it was a regional semi, so you expect there to be quality out on the court, but what had the feel of a Division III or even Division II game at times. High-level performances by both Lyman Perry and Fort Loramie here tonight. Fort Loramie winds up 2 points short. Redskins close out 21-6. Should be mighty good next year, probably. Fort Loramie or Anna, preseason Shelby County League favorite on the boys' side of the ledger next season.
Yeah, that would be the teams that I would certainly look at. I mean, if you just look at what's coming back, that's obviously the teams to beat, that's for sure.
Lyman Perry will return to the hardwood on Friday at 7 to take on the winner of the next game here tonight between Cincinnati Christian and Tri-Village. Lyman Perry will be a pretty heavy favorite on Friday, no matter who the opponent is in that regional final on Friday evening.
No doubt.
Takeaways from this game, Chuck. Fort Loramie's got a lot to look forward to next year.
Well, I mean, they had that one stretch where Perry didn't miss anything.
Right.
And Loramie had kind of a string of three or four turnovers in a row that got that lead. It's tough to come back from 18, but boy, they had some cracks. Mm-hmm. They had a shot to get it down to a one possession game with about a minute 30 to go. Mm-hmm. Another chance that's a little bit under, and the shots went off. Dylan Braun ended up 4 of 9 shooting three. That's pretty terrific. He had 18 points for the game.
Two of those misses, as you remarked during the actual game itself, the two of those misses in the fourth quarter swung around the rim 3-4 times. It went down below the cylinder, pinballed around, and came out. Wow, if Fort Loramie could have had either one of those, the outcome might very well have been different here at the end.
Yep. I mean, I was impressed with how Loramie did not quit. I thought their game plan was good. I wasn't real sure why Perry decided they were going to go ahead and attack that zone. They stopped. And then that's when they pushed the lead up, and then Loramie went back to the zone, and the second time they chose to attack it. But, they won. They move on.
All the credit in the world to the Lyman Perry Commodores and head coach Matt Tabler. His team is victorious tonight over Fort Loramie by 2. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Who wins our Clancy's Award tonight, Chuck?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of options here. Eli Rosengarten, a 5'10 sophomore, came off the bench and hit three threes and all in the second half. But you got to go with Dylan Braun. He had 18 points, had some rebounds. he's been tough all year, and it was just too much Lima Perry in the third quarter was the difference.
So our Clancy star of the game for the Fort Laramie Redskins is
Dylan Braun,
who's got stock in Clancy's, I think, now after this season. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, thank you, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions now. From Fort Laramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. And don't forget, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission is comprised of vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Contact the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282, 498-7282, on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, healthy vision for a lifetime, focus on primaryeyecare.org, and Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. And don't forget, Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Well, Chuck, we're going to miss you as you enjoy Florida weather with your daughter this week, headed that direction tomorrow. Somehow, some way, via the phone, via a fax machine, via an email message, send us some sunshine.
I will do my best, and I promise I'll be listening. So I've listened to the Versailles girls and the Jackson Center girls for sure. And let's, you know, maybe get the Versailles boys down there too.
Mm-hmm. Jackson Center girls are in action at 6 on Thursday against Waterford. We'll be on the web online about 5:30 or so on Thursday from the Schottenstein Center at The Ohio State University. It's a Waterford team that came out of the Southeast Regional. It's a club that returns 2 starters from a year ago. It would have been 3. It lost its point guard due to a season-ending injury early in the campaign. But 2 sizable young ladies, Allie Kern, 5'11", Megan Ball, 5'10", who regularly score 13, 14 points a game, are back. They led the way for Waterford in the Regional. It's clearly not a team, though, Chuck, that is head and shoulders above Jackson Center. The Jackson Center girls can play right with Waterford. That is for certain. It should be one heck of a ball game on Thursday. Tip-off is at 6, and we've got the call for you beginning at 5:30 on scoresbroadcast.com. And then the Versailles girls play Friday afternoon. I think, as I recall, that's a 3 o'clock tip. 3 o'clock tip on Friday for the Versailles girls. We would be on the web online at 2:30 on Friday afternoon. Yes, yeah, 3 o'clock tip on Friday for the Versailles girls. We're very uncertain about the Versailles boys' schedule. We may just hold off
should there be an opportunity to bring you the Versailles Boys Regional Championship game, that we can do that possibly on Saturday night. Who knows, though, our schedule on Saturday could be quite hairy. It could really be messy. We could have games on top of games. We could have Jackson Center and Versailles Girls, both in Columbus, back-to-back. And right now, the Versailles Boys would play overlapping the Versailles Girls. So something's got to give.
Right.
So our schedule is somewhat tentative with regard to the Versailles Boys. It's a for certain with regard to the Jackson Center and Versailles Girls, who play on Thursday at 5:30 and Friday at 2:30 in the state semifinals at the Shot in Columbus.
Well, I'm going to miss being there. I love going and doing games down there, and it's just great. And you talk about Jackson Center. There is nobody in the state of Ohio that expected them to be there except for the Jackson Center family. And they are they're not going to be intimidated by anybody.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that surprised me. I read the Marietta newspaper online on Saturday night after Waterford had won its regional over Danville, and it said right there in the very first paragraph that Waterford, by virtue of the victory, advances on to play in the state semi in girls division 4 against Minster, which won the Southwest region. And that may have been anticipated, as some people might have expected that, but I tell you what, don't ever tell these Jackson Center girls that. These seniors have two volleyball championships under their belt, a state final 4 a year ago, and are right back there again this year, having knocked off Minster on Saturday, 39-35.
They will make a good accounting of themselves, no matter how it turns out.
Is that good bulletin board material or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll talk to you, Chuck, after the season is over. We'll speak to you in a week or so. And if you don't bring back at least 60 degrees with you when you make the drive back north, I may not talk to you again for a while.
Well, if I can, I might just stay down there until I can. That might be June, though.
Rhett Gish has been our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. We've got at least two more games for you here on Scorers Broadcast.com in this 2016-17 basketball season. Jackson Center girls and Versailles girls in state semifinals on Thursday at 5:30 and Friday at 2:30. So for Rhett and for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Final score once again, Lima Perry nips Fort Loramie 52-50.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.